When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Sal Licata with you on this Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Can't wait to enjoy the holiday with our families and friends. Looking forward to it. Watching some football. What do you think will be the best game of the day tomorrow, BT? You're more excited about the Lions and Bears or the Dolphins and Packers?
Dolphins, Packers by far.
Yeah, but you'll be watching that at night?
Yeah, I mean, I might have one eye open, a couple of the scotches in me, a million plates of food, but it'll be on. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think the Lions, because they're the best team in the bunch. Yep. I guess most intriguing matchup is Packers-Dolphins, because it means can the Dolphins get back in the playoff picture, or, you know, how good the Packers are, whatever it may be. But the Lions getting things started for a change, as opposed to growing up watching Joey freaking Harrington and all the other stiffs that they would run out there on Thanksgiving after Barry Sanders, because at least you would watch him. Now the Lions, arguably the best team in the entire NFL. Right now on the line, the host of You Better, You Bet, and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Costos. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Also, be sure to listen to the You Better, You Bet podcast for more analysis. Just search You Better, You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. Also, Sunday mornings on The Fan, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. He gets you set for a football Sunday. Nick, how are you?
What's going on, guys? Happy early Thanksgiving. Great time in New York football.
Oh,
yeah, you
baby.
Gotta love it. Yeah, yeah, gotta love it.
It just gets better and better. So what do you think here of the status of the New York Giants? I think we were texting a little bit. Nick has some issues with our take on Malik Nabers. So go ahead, Nick.
Oh, okay.
So the thing that bothers me about John, I heard, like, the caller was good. Like, he sounded really good. Like, the points were okay. I just, the caller on Neighbors and, like, the number being retired. And, again, apologies to this person because I'm about to flame Giants fans. I think that we are, in all seriousness, Giants fans. I think we're the dumbest fan base in sports. I go on WIP in Philadelphia every week, and I have to wait on hold and listen to Eagles fans call. I think we make Eagles fans look like Mensa candidates. We are that stupid collectively as a fan base. The fact that we would get on Malik Nabers, to me, is so insane when he's far and away the best player on the offense. And the whole thing with Nabers was, like, we watched the offseason Hard Knocks, which, as I've said, like, that'll go down as a better situational comedy than Seinfeld when it's all said and done, after Shane and Dable get fired. The whole thing with Nabers, why they like Nabers so much, is because Nabers, like, to use the expression, like, he has that dog in him. Like, he wants to be great, and he demands greatness from people. So now that he's demanding greatness from everyone, now all of a sudden people don't like it. Like, now they don't like it. Like, wow, Nabers was pissed after the game on Sunday. This would be like being upset when, like, the tiger attacked, like, Siegfried or Roy, like the tiger did what the tiger does. We're getting pissed when Aaron Judge strikes out in October in a big spot. Like, this is what they do. It's what he does. Like, Nabers wants to win. And by the way, he's right. They're down 100-0 at halftime. He has zero targets at halftime. Someone tell me how that makes sense.
How many snaps did they take?
But it doesn't. The point
it does
is
matter,
that you,
though.
But you have to get the ball in the hands of your best players.
You don't think he's double teamed? I mean, the Giants have nobody. You don't think that they're sitting there saying, "All right, let's probably focus more on Nabers than everybody else."
You. I mean, I think. Do you think that Nabers is like a legit number one in the NFL?
I think he's a stud. I love him.
So like stud should get the ball. Like, Nabers should be able to beat the double team. Or if Dable's this offensive wizard, then figure out a way to scheme your best player the ball. Other teams are able to do it.
Yeah.
Other offensive play callers are able to do it.
The thing that made, to me, them look worse is that they come out in the second half and they start feeding Nabers the ball.
Yeah, so, yeah. Yes, it's why, like, there's no excuse for anything that these guys do. There's no excuse for it. Also,
still,
like, what did Nabers say that was so bad?
Well, he doubled down. See, to me, and this is where maybe you and I have a disagreement.
He didn't say Dable stinks. He said, like, ask coach why I'm not getting what he's supposed to say.
He said it's not the quarterback.
He's right.
The play calling. So he's questioning the head coach. So to me, whether
he's talking about the team, Sal, I think, right?
No, he was directly taking shots at the head coach. So for me, whether he's right or not, I just have a major issue with any player, especially a rookie, but any player undermining the head coach. I think that's selfish. I think it creates a bad environment. I'm not saying he's wrong for what he said as far as being able to get him the ball more, but I also like to see him do something. He's accomplished nothing in this league.
But is everyone mad at Dexter Lawrence for what he said? Like, Lawrence called the whole team soft. Neighbors is right, by the way. Daniel Jones stunk and DeVito stinks, but it's more than that. Like, he's right to say that. Yeah, and Lawrence said the same thing.
Well, we want to get some other stuff, but here's the difference. I think fundamentally where, because I'm with Sal on this, where we disagree. So it's one thing if you identify like a lack of effort or a lack of execution or a lack of passion or a lack of engagement, and you include yourself there. That's like a commentary on the team, and if it's done right, generally goes over well. It's respected. He wasn't doing that. He was saying, give me the ball. Me. That's the difference.
Well, I now maybe I'm on an island with this one. I want my number one receiver to feel that way. I want him to feel that way. Like, that's wide receivers are divas by nature. This is the deal. You want your number one receiver to want the football. Like, Justin Jefferson, after the Vikings-Bears game this Sunday, barely got the ball and was happy after the game because they won. And because he got his huge contract. He's like, great, like, you want to take me out of the game? Jordan Addison's going to eat. Aaron Jones is going to eat. TJ Hawkinson's going to eat. Like, the two situations are not the same. The Giants are getting their asses kicked, and Neighbors isn't getting the ball.
That's why
I want my best players on offense and defense to feel that way.
Yes, but to a point where he's got to say it publicly and undermine the head coach.
And now, they're asking him, what's he supposed to say in that spot?
Just not rip
anything but what he said.
Just not rip the head coach. Now, look, Nick, you were right on this. You and BT were ahead of this. I wanted to stick with Shannon Dable. I think we're at a point now where I'm losing. I can't argue for Shannon Dable or continuity or anything else, because I think if you do that, you have to do it beyond this season, and there's no way I would do that. The reward is not worth the risk. Where are you at with this regime, and do you have an eye on who you would want next, even if it's just the head coach?
Well, I think we've kind of entered, and BT, I was driving before and I heard you say this, and you're so right. We've entered like the Jet zone, the Giants. But no, and like in the
Welcome
sense that
to hell.
We're in hell.
It's dark in here, man.
The problem is that, okay, so like Dable and Shane should obviously be fired, right? Does it matter what, like, John, like, I don't trust John Mara to make the right call. In the same way that if you're a Jets fan, do you trust Woody Johnson to make the right call?
No.
So, yeah, I don't know, man. Like, I'd love for Ben Johnson to say, yeah, I want to coach the Giants and let's take a quarterback and let's roll. Like, that would be really awesome. I don't claim to know, like, who's a good personnel guy as far as a GM is concerned.
Yeah.
I will say that at the very least, if we rolled out the red carpet for Belichick to come back, at the very least, the team would be respectable. And the Giants have rarely been respectable over the course of the last 10 years. So I wouldn't hate that at all. But obviously, I mean, even the people out there are still Giants fans that think they should come back just because. Like, really? Like, it's year three. They're the worst team in the league. Like, stop it.
Yeah,
please.
Yeah. It's gross. So, Nick, I just want to switch it up here. And I don't know if there's any hard evidence or data or maybe just empirical evidence that you've come across over the years. Like, tomorrow, I think the bettor is going to take a bath, because tomorrow's a situation where, you know, everybody feels compelled to, you know, put some money on the games that they might not ordinarily watch, and then a couple drinks and food, and you're on the phone, you're just not even doing research, you're just banging in buttons.
To be fair, sounds like every Sunday.
Yeah,
in the
but that's true. No, that's true. That's true.
But you're right.
Yeah, so can you, like, substantiate that or refute that at all? Like, it just seems like an awful day. Like, the house is going to do great tomorrow.
Well, I think, you know, I don't know if I feel like the house wins in general, but that doesn't mean that the house has to win tomorrow or this Sunday or the next. Like, things are just random, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that I've got some pretty good betting angles for the games tomorrow. Roll through them really quickly. We'll save Giants Cowboys for the last one. So Bears Lions tomorrow. And I would just, I do a show 5 days a week. On Monday, we talked about Bears 10.5. The number is now 10. Also, like, I got what we call closing line value, which means I bet a good number and it closes like worse than the one that I bet, which means I win before the game starts, and then I lose money at the end.
Hmm.
So it doesn't mean the bet's going to win.
Yeah.
But,
what'd you get it at?
I got 10.5, and it's 10 now. So it's a difference between those two. Doesn't
For
mean
sure.
I'm going to win, but the market's moved towards me here.
Yeah.
I do like Chicago to cover the spread.
Huh.
Caleb has quietly, and like I was wrong. I had Vikings minus three. I pushed. I thought that Brian Flores would put Caleb Williams in a blender this past Sunday. Didn't happen. Like, Caleb threw for 350 in the game. He was excellent. And I think if he's going to play like that, the offense has been better since they made the coordinator change from Waldron to Thomas Brown. I think the Bears can fall inside the number. Lions dealing with some injuries on offense. Taylor Decker on the offensive line. Bears plus 10 in the first game tomorrow. Now, Thursday night, tomorrow night, it's not an I don't think it's an easy handicap. The total's actually gone up a little bit. Now 47.5. There's potential weather. Like, it's going to be like 18 degrees tomorrow.
Ooh.
It's going to be the literal, not the figurative, the literal frozen tundra of Lambeau Field for Packers Dolphins. So the question that people are going to have to answer is, you know, we saw this in January, right, with Dolphins Chiefs in like sub-zero temperatures. Like, Miami can't play in the cold. Tua's got that jacket on that looks like it weighs 300 pounds. He looks like he's freezing out there. Green Bay's going to be comfortable outside in that weather. Do you think, you the person listening, that Miami, the Dolphins have been awesome since Tua came back. Even in losses, they've been good. Do you think they can overcome this and they can beat a good team in the cold on the road? I'm not so sure, but if people want to bet this game, please do this. If you like Green Bay, lay -3. If you like Miami, take +3.5 to give yourself the best chance to win. And then Giants and Cowboys. BT, I heard you say you think Dallas is going to win big.
Mm-hmm.
Bettors right now disagree.
Okay.
And with this news coming
What's the spread right now? 4.5?
So we are almost at 3.
Okay.
So the news just came down that Drew Locke's going to start tomorrow.
Oh, that is happening now?
So Locke is, like, I don't know if it's 100%, but we're like 99% that Drew Locke's starting. DeVito's not going to be ready. People are going to bet the Giants because of that, because Locke is a perceived upgrade to Tommy DeVito. Now, when people talk, I like to listen. When the Giants said after the game, the best players on the team all said, it has nothing to do with the quarterback. We stink. I'll listen to that. If the point spread goes down to 3, I'll bet Dallas, and I'll feel really good about it. But it has to be Dallas -3 coming up tomorrow.
You have any fun ways to play these games? Because as BT said, you know, the holiday feel, it's different. It's not just your normal Sunday. Like, for me, I'm not somebody who bets props, but maybe I get into that on the holiday with the 3 standalone games. I like to do a little Turkey Day teaser for fun, or maybe a parlay. You have any unique ways to play these games as opposed to just the straight-ups that you
give us? Yeah, so the teasers, we're not in, like, great teaser range. For. I mean, you could do, like, a monster teaser, which is, like, a 14, 13 pointer. I mean, I can give you a teaser just like with where the point spreads are now, you're not getting any mathematical value.
All right, give us the props then. I know you love those.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, the Bears, literally as we're doing this right now, the point spread has moved from 10 to 9.5.
Hmm.
So I bet MGM. So I would say to anyone out there, if you like the Bears in the game, find a 10 and bet the 10 now, because I think this is going to close below that. So coming up tomorrow, let's see, what do we like for tomorrow? I'll tell you what I like for tomorrow. Rome Odunze for Chicago, their rookie wide receiver. His receiving yards prop is 42.5. He has really started to play better since Thomas Brown took over as the OC. DJ Moore is also playing a lot better, being used in different ways. The Bears are going to have to score, and I think they can score in this game. I would look at Moore and Odunze both going over their receiving yards prop. Moore is not just being used as a vertical threat down the field. They're getting him the ball at the line of scrimmage also and letting him make guys miss. So I do like DJ Moore coming up for tomorrow. And in Dolphins-Packers, I'll believe what I saw last week, which was Jalen Waddle, and for fantasy players, like, he's killed us all season. And then he was on benches last week, and he went for 6, 144, and a touchdown. Waddle's receiving yards prop is 44.5 this week. I would look for the over there. And if people want to play this, Jonnu Smith, Miami's tight end,
yep,
is also at 44.5. Tyreek Hill is basically being used as a decoy right now with his wrist injury, opening things underneath for both Waddle and Jonnu. If you made me pick, I would take Waddle. And one other quick one for you guys. Christian Watson, Green Bay's deep threat wide receiver, goose-egged on Sunday, but dropped like a wide-open 45-yard touchdown. I still think that he's going to play a huge role for the Packers down the stretch. I like Watson over receiving yards coming up tomorrow night.
Thank you, Nick. Happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy the day with your family.
Happy Thanksgiving to you guys and all the great listeners. Wishing everyone minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck. And let's go Cowboys tomorrow.
Good job, buddy.
Oh, jeez. Nice. That was the host of You Bet or You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Costos. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. I got to be honest with you. Maybe this is the way to play that game. Just bet the Cowboys. Bet the pants on the. I can't do it with the Giants anymore.
You can't take the Giants.
You can't. No, you can't do it. I want to bet the games. We'll do our little Turkey Day teaser coming up at 1:20 when we give our perfect parlay picks for week 13. But
I mean, listen, if I'm a Giants fan and I want some action on this game just to make it more interesting, you got to latch onto the over, the under. There's no way you put money behind the
Take
Giants
Take some
here.
Giant players props, maybe Malik Neighbors.
Or something like
Neighbors, anytime touchdown, Tracy.